I would especially like to express my profound appreciation and gratitude to His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu for kindly agreeing to take up this service to the devotees and me, to nourish them in Krishna consciousness. Just last night, I read a beautiful verse and purport that explains the wonderful effects of Krishna Katha. And I thought to read this to you now. It is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas. Text 35. Just to have a little association, we can say the invocation together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatra, please repeat. Idyante. Well, I'll read the Sanskrit first. That'll be better. Yatra idyante. Katamristas Trishnaya Prashamoyata Nirvairam Yatra Bhuteshu Nodvego Yatra Kaschana Yatra. Where? Idyante. Are worshipped or discussed? Kata, words. Mrishta, pure. Trishnaya, of material hankerings. Prashama, satisfaction. Yata, by which? Nirvairam, non-enviousness. Yatra, where? Bhuteshu, among living entities. Na, not. Udvega, fear. Yatra, where? Kaschana, any. Translation. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another. nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. So this verse describes the effects of pure Krishna Katha. And reading this verse, I thought of all of you, that by the grace of Radha Gopinath Prabhu, you have the opportunity to meet and hear such pure topics and be relieved of all of these anomalies, material hankering, enviousness, fear, and anxiety. So I'll read the verse again, and then I'll read Srila Prabhupada's very beautiful purport. Translation. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. Purport. Vaikuntha means without anxiety, and the material world means full of anxiety. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asat Grahat. The living entities who have accepted this material world as a residence are full of anxiety. A place immediately becomes Vaikuntha whenever the holy topics of the personality of Godhead are discussed by pure devotees. This is the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about the Supreme Lord Vishnu. As the Supreme Lord Himself confirms, Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hridayeshuva Tatra Tishtami Narada Yatra Gayanti Madbhakta. My dear Narada, actually I do not reside in my abode Vaikuntha, nor do I reside within the hearts of the yogis. But I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes, and qualities. Because of the presence of the Lord in the form of the transcendental vibration, the Vaikuntha atmosphere is evoked. This atmosphere is without fear or anxiety. One living entity does not fear another. By hearing the holy names and glories of the Lord, a person executes pious activities. Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:17. Thus his material hankerings immediately stop. This Sankirtan movement, started by the Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for creating Vaikuntha, the transcendental world that is without anxiety, even in this material world. The method is the propagation of Shravanam Kirtanam throughout the world. In the material world, everyone is envious of his fellow man. Animalistic envy exists in human society as long as there is no performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Prachetas therefore decided to remain always in the society of devotees, and they considered that to be the highest benediction possible in human life. Translation again. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. So this is the wonderful effect of Krishna Katha, which you all must be experiencing. So many of you have told me that these gatherings to hear Krishna Katha from Radha Gopinath Prabhu are one of the highlights of all of your activities, or our activities. We had a similar experience in Dallas with His Holiness Keshava Bharati Das Goswami. As many of you may know, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu Das has various programs to engage devotees not only in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, but in reading them and getting the benefit from them. So one of the programs is called Become a Sage, Page by Page. And he has calculated how many pages you have to read to complete Srimad Bhagavatam in 1 year or 5 years or whatever the period of time. So His Holiness Keshava Bharati Das Goswami has personally taken up the quota of 41 pages a day. If we read 41 pages a day, we complete Srimad Bhagavatam in 1 year. And Maharaj also has taken up the practice of reading the 41 pages out loud. So in Dallas, he would go into the darshan room and just read out loud 41 pages, which would take about an hour and a half. And in the beginning, maybe two or three people would come. He didn't publicize it, but he let it be known. And gradually, after several weeks, the number of devotees who were joining had reached like 17. And after the reading, he would give the devotees a chance to share their reflections. There would be some discussion. And then some light prasad, you know, maybe some milk and a cookie or something like that. He didn't want the prasad to be too opulent, otherwise the mood would change. He wanted to keep the focus on Krishna Katha. And it was such a wonderful experience. I joined myself. And the devotees also, they didn't want it to stop, even when Maharaj was going to leave Dallas. So, of course, circumstances are different everywhere. In Dallas, there's quite a large community that lives very near the temple. But I'm just making the point of the about the value of Srimad Bhagavatam and associating with Srimad Bhagavatam, which means associating with all of the personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna and his associates. And it also means associating with Srila Prabhupada through his purports. And all the previous acharyas who are whose knowledge is coming to us through Srila Prabhupada's purports. So I am, again, so pleased with Radha Gopinath Prabhu for taking up this service, and I'm delighted with all of you that you are coming in such large numbers to experience this blissful association with Krishna and his devotees, and to be relieved, at least for the time being, of the various distresses associated with bodily identification, such as material hankerings, envy, fear, and anxiety. So thank you very much. I know it's a little bit late there, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity to have your association. Hare Krishna.